Proclamation number 7162 dated the July 8, 1958. Everything that happens serves to perfect the soul. There is purpose and reason in everything that happens, because everything depends on God's will and is therefore also wisely considered by Him and arranged by His love in a manner that benefits the soul of the human being. The decisive factor is always the effect on the soul, which can certainly be negative if the person also decides, but it is always possible to be positive too. The body often has to accept various kinds of suffering and ailments. But as long as the soul's spiritual development is progressive, these afflictions are insignificant, because they only last a limited time, whereas the soul's state of immaturity can last for an eternity and will cause it appalling torment in the spiritual kingdom. The human being should always be conscious of the fact that God's love, wisdom and power determines his destiny, that nothing happens to anyone arbitrarily, that nothing is coincidental, that a kind, devoted father at all times wants to help his lost child to find its way back to him. And therefore the human being should at all times call upon God as his father and thereby show him that he wants to return to him. He should always humbly accept God's will, even when he is to carry a cross which appears to be almost unbearable, because someone will come to his aid and carry his cross with him, if only he is asked to do so. But whatever the human body endures in this life will be gratefully understood by the soul one day, when it can leave the body in order to enter the kingdom and the beyond in a pure and clear state. Although divine love wants to spare every living creature suffering, it cannot be avoided because the human being on earth does not consider his soul enough to do whatever it takes to remove its impurities. And thus help is needed, which is frequently painful but which nevertheless promises success. But the certainty that everything is God's will, who is love himself, should enable you humans to bear everything with greater ease, and it should be a comfort to you to that you are never left to your own devices, that there is always someone who cares about your spiritual maturity and well-being. And he will never allow that anything should happen to you without reason and purpose, because his love, wisdom and power is limitless. And his love and wisdom will forever be the decisive factor when his will and his power express themselves. For this reason, every minute can be of benefit to you. You can derive spiritual achievement from every experience, from every event, from every physical adversity which you encounter. Because as soon as you learn to view it as a means of help for the maturing of your souls, you will also do whatever it takes to help the soul to mature. Your cross will soon be taken from you, since it is only a burden to you until it has served its purpose. If, however, you want to live your earthly life entirely without suffering, you will also have to be pure love. And only few people will reach a level where their souls will purify themselves through love. More often than not, they will require suffering as a means of help, because the time of their earthly life is only short and yet should yield the greatest possible perfection for the soul. Hence you should bless the suffering too, surrender to it and thank your Heavenly Father for his love for you, which only ever wants the best for you. Amen.